you see from both of those guys as far as
running? Same thing every week. Same report. You know, obviously, like I said, I've said it several times. You know, Trevor, he's trying to fill in as that leadership role. You see him speaking up a lot more. With Paxton, man, Paxton, he's not that deer in the headlight anymore. He's out here competing. He understands what's at risk, you know, and he wants the job. Both guys want the job, so we'll see how it goes.
Vance said that the offense that McCoy's installing is complicated.
Yeah.
Because he's got some plays that are like this long.
Yeah. It's not so much complicated, but, you know, like with everything, you know, repetition is the father of learning. So, you know, right now we're at OTAs. A lot of these guys, I was fortunate enough to play in this offense in 2014, so some of the combinations I'm familiar with. Well, a lot of these guys aren't familiar with it, so they got to get familiar with it. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of moving around. But, you know, with a complicated offense, once you're able to master that, that's when we take off, and that's when we start having those 30, 40-point games. That's what we're trying to get to, and we're just trying to rep it over and over and over. So as far as complicated, I wouldn't say that. But as far as a package and moving around, it's a lot of different stuff. It's not standing still. So you gotta be able to adjust on the fly.
You recognize it from 2014.
Yeah.
Change the words?
Yeah, he changed terminology, obviously. You know, he has his own terminology, but a lot of the concepts are still from 2014.
How's the bounce in the energy? Is it a little different this time than a year ago?
It's good, but it's not where I wanted to be, obviously. And that's what Coach is preaching, man. We gotta up the energy around here. And that's one thing that I got on the guys about today is just come out here, man. Have a bounce to yourself. You know how many people are sitting on the couch, and how many guys wish they were out here in the NFL being interviewed by you guys and being out there, you know, to be able, we're blessed to do what we do, you know. So, you know, I'm like, pick up the energy, act like you're happy to be here. You know, obviously it's a lot of pressure that comes with the job, but once you're able to forget about the pressure and just enjoy the game and embrace the game, then that's when you start having fun and that's when you start winning ball games. So that's what we're trying to get around here.
It's easy to say that. How do you kind of get that to rub off on the guys, though, to get their energy up?
By constantly preaching it. By constantly preaching it. Smile. You know, smile in the face of adversity. Smile no matter what. Always have fun. Enjoy the music. Have conversations. Communicate. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll see a young guy and he's scared to walk up to, you know, the coach or to me and ask a question about somebody. You know, it goes back to that whole, you know, there's no such thing as a wrong question, you know, because if you don't understand, then find understanding no matter how stupid the question is. So that's what it's about, communicating. And once you start communicating a lot more, then that's when the energy level starts picking up, because the sound of football in the air just makes everyone more happier. So obviously we got to just start communicating a lot more.
Anybody among the rookies stand out to you?
Man, all of them, man. I saw Isaiah catch a slant and take it to the house. I saw him, man, he's explosive. Carlos, man, great route runner, man. He keeps his arms running through the cuts. I've been watching film on him and just seeing how he is. And, you know, he's very he's a technique guy, you know. So, yeah, man, we got some good wideouts. I think Elway did a great job. In terms of in the draft, just with this rookie class alone. But obviously right now we're not able to see their true talents because everybody's head is swimming in the playbook. So once everybody gets comfortable, it's going to be interesting to see what those guys can do.
You said you were more than willing to go on the slot, but then with those guys, maybe you won't have
to. Well, that's the thing about Mike McCoy's offense is I don't have to primarily move to the slot. We move so much around. Like, we have so many different formations and packages that – I'm going to play 50-50 in a slot at number three, number two, number one. You know, it's going to be hard for teams to double-team me or double-team Demaryius or double-team anyone, you know. And so, but right now we're focusing on just understanding it, getting the quarterbacks on the same page, all of us on the same page, and just gaining that chemistry.
What is it that drove you, Emmanuel, in your foundation to focus on underprivileged youth with the sports equipment?
Well, I was one of those kids, you know, obviously growing up, you know, I grew up in a rough environment in terms of my mom, she had me at a young age, my dad, you know, had me at a young age, so they were never around, and my grandma was working two jobs, and I wanted to play sports, but I couldn't play sports. You know, all my friends were playing sports, and luckily my uncle fell in love with me to the point that he started paying for me to play sports, and now look where I'm at today. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of kids out there that parents aren't able to take them to practice or provide them with football gloves and football cleats or baseball bats, you know, and stuff of that sort. So, you know, it was one way that, you know, that touched my heart and something that I wanted to do for kids. And, you know, obviously a lot of people say, you know, why choose sports? Everybody's not going to make it to the NFL, but sports do more than just trying to go professional. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you so much. You know, it teaches you discipline. It teaches you work ethic, you know, and not only that, it keeps you healthy. So that's one thing that I wanted to base it around. And I think that, you know, my entire team with the Emmanuel Sanders Foundation is doing a great job. And I'm looking forward to the event tomorrow.
If you look back on your youth days, what is one thing that stands out to you, like that, you know, like a moment of an absolute blast or just something when you were that kid?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, obviously just playing football in the backyard, dropping that backpack and running and go grab a football, knowing everybody's about to come to my house and just play football, and everybody's raising their hand saying who they gonna be. I'm Tom Brady. I mean, I'm Deion and I'm Emmitt Smith. And I was like, hey, anybody try to get 21? Hey, no, I'm Deion. Like, I'm Deion. No, automatic Deion. So, yeah, those days were fun.
Your backyard, your rules?
Yeah, my backyard, my rule. My room, my game, my rules.
Anything else? All right, thanks, man.
All right, thanks.